Now we're going to crown this week's grand champion. Let's bring back from Yahoo, seriously, Aros Harmon. From You Can't Handle the Handle, Tyler Hinman. From Mythbusters, Sean Finnerty. And from the news, according to Huey Lewis, Karen Sulkis. Our puzzle girl, Art Chung, is going to crown a champion.
Thanks, Ophira. This final round is called Out of This World. In this game, every correct answer will contain something found in outer space. For example, if I said this classic Atari game involves shooting flying objects on the screen to protect your spaceship, that would be asteroids. We're playing the spelling bee style, so one wrong answer and you're out. The last person standing is our Ask Me Another grand winner. Remember, every answer contains the name of something you'd find in outer space. Here we go. Aros. This scientific documentary series has aired on PBS since 1974.
Cosmos?
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Let's see if Tyler knows.
Nova?
Nova is correct, yes. Thank you, Aros. Sean, he's the Roman counterpart of Poseidon, the Greek god of the sea.
Neptune?
Neptune is correct. Karen, you might have heard this guy sing his hit songs, Locked Out of Heaven and Treasure, during the halftime show of the 2014 Super Bowl.
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars, you got it. Tyler, in 2004, Howard Stern signed a multi-million-dollar contract with this satellite radio company.
Sirius?
Sirius, you got it. Sean, the phrase La cerveza más fina appears on this Mexican beer's bottles.
Corona?
Well done. Karen?
Yes.
David Beckham played for this Major League Soccer team from 2007 to 2012.
The LA Galaxy?
That is correct. Tyler, this play by Lorraine Hansberry profiles an African-American family's struggles in South Chicago.
A Raisin in the Sun?
Sun, that is correct. Sean, in 1954, this reverend founded the Unification Church.
Reverend Universe. At.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Let's see if Karen knows the answer.
Reverend Moon?
Reverend Moon is correct. Thank you. Thank you, Sean. We're down to two players, Tyler and Karen. Tyler, this brand of sugar-free gum from Wrigley's was introduced in 1976, pulled off of shelves, and then reintroduced in 2001.
Sorry, brand of gum, did you say?
A brand of sugar-free gum from Wrigley's.
Orbit?
Yes, an Orbit. Karen. Also the name of a space station, this Russian word means peace or world.
Oh my God.
Do you have an answer?
I do, but not.
Not right now.
I know it's not Sputnik.
I'm sorry, time is up. Tyler, if you know the answer, you are our winner.
Is it Mir?
Mir is correct.
Congratulations, Tyler. You're our Ask Me Another big winner. And in celebration of your achievement, our VIP Danny Pudi has agreed to serenade you right here in front of all of these people in Polish.
Okay, this is for you. Jedzie pociąg z daleka. Na nikogo nie czeka, konduktorze łaskawy, zawiesz nas do Tyler's house!
That's it!
Yay!
I also got him a little prize. It's the Polish and Indian flags.
Congratulations, Tyler. A huge thank you to Danny Pudi for that. And also a special thanks to Farhad Manju and Adam Savage. And while I'm at it, thank you for listening. If you would like to be a contestant or come to a live taping, find us on Facebook or Twitter. Just look around for NPR Ask Me Another. And you can be a puzzle player anytime, anyplace by downloading our podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, or TuneIn. Ask Me Another's puzzle guru is Art Chung.
Hey, my name anagrams to Narc Thug.
Our house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Now Jolta Cannon.
Additional puzzle writing by Kyle Beakley, Josiah Madigan, Greg Pliska, and James Ramsey. Ask Me Another is produced by Jesse Baker.
Jab Seekers.
Josh Rogeson.
Sojig Honors.
John Asante.
Pat No Jeans.
And Eleanor Kagan.
And Orange Lake.
Along with Portia Robertson-Migas and Eric Newsom. We are recorded by Damon Whittemore.
A Midtown Theorem.
We'd like to thank the Castro Theater.
A Hot Streetcar.
SF Sketchfest.
FS Fetchfest.
That was terrible.
And our production partner, WNYC.
CYNW.
I'm Her Ripe Begonias.
Vera Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.